last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, this is your host Zainab Askari and I welcome you to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, we had been discussing about so many issues on Maithaviyat. In last episode, we discussed about two ways of life, a prophetic way of life and a Maithaviyat way of life with Dr. Murtaza Karimi, who is again with us on the show. Assalamu alaikum, doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How have you been?
Alhamdulillah, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
My pleasure.
Dr. Karimi, we had been talking about the two ways of life, a Maithaviyat way of life and a prophetic way of life, and how these two ways of life had been shown quite different in different narrations, and that too in authentic books like Al-Kafi and all. However, the Rijals who came up analyzing said that the narrators of these hadiths or these narrations are not authentic, and we cannot rely on their narrations because their belief has been doubtful. Anyways, we would like to continue. So far, we read about the differences of the behaviors. If there's anything to continue on the differences.
Yeah, sure. So far, all the narrations that we mentioned, and some people, they have argued referring to these narrations, try to mention that there is a kind of difference between the way of life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the Prophet and Imam alayhi salam. None of them has been authentic so far. I said that in the previous session, there are some narrations which tell us that there is a difference between the way of life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and that of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and it has a reason. And the reason is that Imam Ali alayhi salam tried to tolerate his enemies and not to behave them in a very violent manner because he knew that after him, the same people will rule the Muslim territories and the Shia will be tortured if Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to torture these people. So this is the reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam somehow showed them mercy or did not...
He was patient towards behavior.
Yeah, tolerated them. But when it comes to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, this reason is not there anymore. The point is that after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, these enemies are not going to come into power. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam may think about the destiny of the Shia after him and at the time of these people ruling over the Islamic territory. So we have three narrations in this regard. In the first one, Abu Bakr al-Hadrami, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the way of life of and the seerah of Imam alayhi salam toward the people of Basra was beneficial for his Shia. So we know that the people of Basra, some of them, they made a kind of revolt against Imam alayhi salam. Many of them took part in the Battle of Jamal, but after the Battle of Jamal, Imam alayhi salam was very merciful, toward these people, and one of the leaders who was Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam continues, why that was the conduct of Imam alayhi salam toward the people of Basra? Because Imam alayhi salam knew that later these people, that is his enemies, they will come to power. So if Imam alayhi salam wanted to, for example, imprison them, the same would be done toward his Shia after Imam alayhi salam. So Imam was patient toward his enemies.
I had been, wondering why Imam was patient towards them, why he did not show any reaction. You're trying to say that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not show any reaction towards them because he was concerned that whatever the kind of behavior treatment I'm going to do with them, this treatment is going to be repeated with my Shias.
Exactly.
So he was actually concerned about Shias.
No, it will be done
Shias by
his enemies against his Shia.
Uh-huh.
For example, Imam knows that after me, after Imam alayhi salam, for example, Yazid will come to power.
All right.
And if I'm going to punish my enemies right now, then he will punish my Shia.
So Imam has been basically concerned about his Shias.
Exactly.
So merciful.
Yeah. Although it doesn't mean that, I mean, during the war, Imam did not fight and did not defend himself. So it's another issue. But after the battle and the wars were over, Imam was patient.
So you have been saying whenever Imam had reacted, whenever he had fought, defended, that was a reason. And whenever, you know, he had been patient, he had shown mercy towards his, even his enemies, there has again been a reason.
Yeah, but it was based on a philosophy. Imam was thinking about the future. And this has been mentioned in three narrations. Of course, this is the point, and we need to analyze these narrations for sure, like the previous ones. Abu Bakr al-Hadrami says that, so this is the conduct of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now tell me about Qa'im, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Will he act upon the way of life of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that no. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Imam Ali alayhi salam was, I mean, tolerating these people because he knew that these people will come to power after him. But Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will not going to have this way of life because there is no power for his enemies after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It's been mentioned in a couple of Shia collections of hadith, like Kafi by Sheikh Qurayni, volume 1, page 33, and also Mahasan Barqi, volume 2, page 320. The chain of this narration is authentic. We can consider this narration as an accepted narration when it comes to the chain of the
narrations.
So what about the content? The content makes sense. It means that imagine if Imam Ali salam was not concerned about the future of his Shia.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, they have committed some crimes. And now they need to be, treated accordingly.
Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you, but here I need to take a short break.
Sure.
Dear listeners, I'll be back after this short break. Keep listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I can hear your voice like a whisper calling me in the wind.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Lost Savior. This is your humble host, Zainab Asghari, and I have with me in the studio, Dr. Karimi, who is talking with us on the topic of Mahdaviyat.
The reason why Imam Halil Salam, for some people, he did not, treat them in the way that they deserved, it had a reason because he was concerned about the future of the Shia. But Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when it comes to his enemies, I mean, we are talking about the main enemies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And let me explain the point that we believe that after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the great majority of the people of the world will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Whether Shia, Sunni, Christians, it doesn't make any difference. All the people, they are waiting for the Savior, and they will find Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to be that savior.
There have been so many religions
exactly.
who accept that at the end of a day, a savior will come, but when the world will be full of injustice and all, so, but different people call him by different names.
For example,
we have in Hinduism, they call him Lord Krishna, and Sikhs call him kind of Guru will come at the end, and Muslims, be that Shias or Sunnis, both call that Imam Mahdi will be the one.
And so, for example, and also it's been mentioned that Jesus Christ will come to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So for the Christian, they will come to know that Jesus is not the Savior. Rather, the Savior is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So normally they will also accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So my point is that it seems that the great majority of the people will accept Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The only exception are maybe the arrogant powers that nowadays we have. In today's world as well, they will resist Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and they will fight him. Can we expect Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to be compassionate toward these
arrogant powers who had
nowadays.
Been making our lives hell and, right
yeah,
now.
And these are the people who have filled the earth with injustice.
And all the people
expect Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to fight and punish these people. So the narration which talk about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, I mean, fighting his enemies, it's not talking about the Shia,
fighting
the Sunnis,
innocent people.
The
it's people. Actually fighting the arrogant people who have, you know, kind of made so much bloodshed on the earth.
Exactly.
If you look at Yemen, if you look at, you know,
that's
innocent people all
exactly.
around the world, if you look at Palestine, if you look in, you know, the controlled Kashmir.
Yeah.
So, yes, we have all these people around the world who are suffering so many human rights abuses. So it's basically Imam will be dealing with these people.
Exactly. It might be a serious war because at the end of the day, these arrogant powers, they will also, I mean, try their best to defeat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And so we cannot, I mean, remove this part from the reality of what will be happening after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There would be a serious war. But between Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and these people, these arrogant people, arrogant powers that nowadays I think all the people know who we are talking about. So my point is that this narration, which is authentic, it absolutely makes sense. If Imam Ali alayhi salam is patient towards some people, some of his enemies, because he knew that after him, these people will come to power and they may retaliate against the Shia. So Imam, to some extent...
Imam has a good reason to do that.
But when it comes to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, can we say that, okay, please be patient toward, I mean, Israel, for example.
Yes.
Which they are killing people on a daily basis. I mean, doesn't make sense.
And they are, you know, arresting women. We have nowhere in the world seen that. Like, we see men being arrested. We see... Like, you know, we see old men being arrested, but I do not find children being arrested, women being arrested.
So this is the authentic narration, and this is the first narration which is authentic so far. And as I mentioned, the content is absolutely makes sense. And it doesn't give a negative image of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He will fight his enemies, and that is one of the duties of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam after his reappearance.
All right, Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you. We'll continue this discussion, but after a short break, dear listeners, don't go anywhere. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the way of life, the Mahdaviyat and prophetic way of life, how they are different or how they are similar. We'll continue the topic after a short break.
There are two other narrations which refer to the same point. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked by Mahal ibn Khunais, one of his companions, whether the conduct of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be like that of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said that Imam Ali alayhi salam was, I mean, treating the people based on compassion because he knew that after him the enemies will come to power. But when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, he will behave based on sword and imprisoning the people because he knows that after him his enemies will not come to power. Somehow the content is the same, but in this narration we have a person called Hassan ibn Harun, and he's not a thiqa person, so we cannot rely on this narration. And the last narration in this regard is that according to Nu'man in his Al-Ghiba, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: I have the right to kill the people who flee from the battlefield
mm-hmm.
and those people who are injured during the war. But I do not do that for some reasons. But when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes, he is able to kill those people who flee from the battlefield and to kill the injured people. So again, this narration is giving somehow a negative image of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the claim that he will kill even the injured one. But again, in the chain of the narration, we have that very person, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Kufi, and this is very strange, the same name in all these narrations.
So it seems that this al-Kufi has been trying to, you know, kind of...
He had this mission.
It was his mission to kind of, you know, show a very negative image of Imam. Dr. Karimi, thank you so much for being with us on the show. So dear listeners, we had been analyzing the two ways of life, a prophetic way of life and a Mahdiviyat way of life with Dr. Karimi. Inshallah, we'll continue the analyzing the narrations in our next episodes. Till then, this is Zainab Askari with her whole team saying goodbye.